USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is trying to figure out a way to get President Biden's infrastructure plan passed. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We had hoped to be able to bring both bills to the floor today. Some members want more clarification or validation of numbers that have been put forth, that it's top line, that it is fully paid for, and we honor that request. So today, we hope to pass the BIF and also the rule on Build Back Better with the idea that before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting.
The Senate approved the bill a few weeks ago with a bipartisan majority. President Biden called lawmakers seeking support for both the social spending bill and also the infrastructure package. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
President Biden and former Presidents Bush, Obama, and former First Lady Hillary Clinton all attended the funeral for former Secretary of State and war hero Colin Powell. He was the first African-American head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. His son Michael gave a tearful speech remembering his father. The forcible touching case against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, according to prosecutors, is potentially defective because the investigator from the Albany Sheriff's Department who filed it failed to include a sworn statement from the victim. District Attorney David Soares said the investigator also failed to include certain parts of the woman's testimony that could be favorable to Cuomo. The DA said he was in the middle of a months-long investigation when the sheriff's investigator unilaterally and inexplicably filed the complaint. The judge then pushed Cuomo's appearance from later this month to January 7th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NFL has partially responded to a congressional inquiry over the Washington football team investigation. USA's Tim Berg has more on the story.
The NFL is missing a deadline in the probe looking into the Washington football team. The House Oversight and Reform Committee made the claim Friday, but an NFL spokesman says the league has responded to questions asked by the panel. Brian McCarthy adding relevant documents are being identified in addition to questions about privilege and keeping folks anonymous. The committee is looking into the workplace culture of the NFC East team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A jury in Brunswick, Georgia has heard opening statements in the murder trial of three white men charged in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery was fatally shot in February of 2020. Glenn County, Georgia prosecutor Linda Dunikowski.
All three of these defendants did everything they did based on assumptions. Not on facts, not on evidence, on assumptions.
35-year-old Travis McMichael's lawyer, Bob Rubin, says the case is really about one thing.
It's about Travis McMichael's duty and responsibility to himself, to his family, and to his neighborhood.
The attorney told the jury at the time that neighborhood was on edge due to multiple burglaries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.